And this is WCRS, and we are out. We are near Columbus State. Obama, President Obama is visiting Columbus State to talk about his jobs plan. And we are outside here to urge Mr. Obama to not approve the Keystone XL pipeline. Your name, sir?
Andrew Seitzinger.
So tell us about this, Andrew.
Well, we're out here just reminding the president that he has the exclusive power to reject this pipeline, a pipeline that is going to run from the tar sands in Alberta all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico in Texas, where they'll refine this incredibly dirty oil and ship it to other countries. It won't actually end up being our oil. The tar sands is an incredibly dirty project. It destroys a beautiful, pristine forest in Canada, and it invades indigenous people's rights. It has an enormous amount of greenhouse gas emissions, and it destroys, for every 1 gallon of gasoline made, 20 gallons of water.
So why is this even being put on the table?
Well, you know, there's a lot of heavily invested oil companies and pipeline companies and people who want to make more money. There's a lot of money in it. And, you know, everybody drives cars and everybody wants more oil. They want cheap oil. This actually won't lower prices for us because demand is skyrocketing. We need to find ways to reduce our usage, not continue these insane projects. There has to be a limit to what we as a society think is reasonable ways to get our energy. And we're scraping the bottom of the barrel, which you saw in the Gulf of Mexico with the BP disaster. We're now in the Arctic drilling, where there's no resources to clean up a spill, and we're destroying a beautiful forest and turning it into a moonscape.
Do you think we're being presented with false choices, one of them being we have to choose between our way of life and protecting the environment or jobs in the environment? It sounds like you're saying that there are better ways to get energy than to do this project with the tar sands.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, there's proven technology to reduce our use of oil. Everything from mass transit, cycling, to more fuel-efficient cars and trucks. And it's a process, and we can choose to continue going on the line of more and more oil use, or we can choose to invest in technologies that create far more jobs, American jobs, making wind turbines, making fuel-efficient cars in Detroit. It is absolutely a false choice.
Some would say this is yet another example of how big corporations have too much influence over our political process.
Yes. I mean, if you look at this, before we started these protests, there was a sense of an inevitability to this project because there's so much money and people involved, you know, big corporations involved, and, you know, we want to be a good neighbor to Canada and all of that. But what you're seeing now with the tar sands action in D.C. and groups following the president around the country when he makes stops talking about jobs is that there's people power behind this as well. It's not just the corporations. And hopefully he'll listen to his base, people who care. I, for one, gave money, time, and knocked on doors and called for his election campaign, and I'd like to do that again, and I will not do it if he doesn't deny this pipeline.
Yeah, there's a contingent in the environmental movement that says we can't have access to energy at the same time and take care of the environment. But it sounds like you reject that idea, kind of to restate the question.
Well, yeah, you know, the idea that in order to have energy we have to destroy, you know, our natural resources permanently is just, you know, it's false. Anytime you make something, of course, resources are used, but as we transition away from dirty fuel sources, pretty soon solar panels will be made by solar panels on top of the solar panel roof, you know, the factory.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going to write down your email address.
Yes, sure.
I've seen you